Flower friend, are you feeling overwhelmed, underpaid, and want to get your business on a path of growth and profitability? Our podcast minisodes will give you bite-sized strategies to make your business feel lighter and more profitable. Flower friend, my name is Jen, and I am so glad you're here. Hello, flower friends. This is Jen, and you're listening to the Floral Hustle Podcast. On this week's mini episode, we are talking about overbuying at the wholesaler or over-ordering. Often that happens to me or has happened to me in the past when I am making like emotion-based decisions on like what that wedding is going to look like, what my relationship is with that client, the venue, the other vendors. Like sometimes you just really want to up your game and you feel like you need to go over the top and get out of budget fast. And we've all had that happen. I mean, you've always seen the beautiful flower somewhere that you're like, this is perfect for my wedding. And, you know, you just like get invested in like the beauty and the art of making beautiful flowers. And I totally get it, but I want to give you some strategies to not do that. And when we do that, we eat away at the fundamental part of our business, at our profit. And profit is why we're doing this. We're not doing this as a hobby, hopefully. I mean, it is a fun hobby if that's what it is, but it could be an expensive one if you are not charging correctly. And so some strategies to really help avoid getting all, you know, invested in buying a bunch of flowers, falling in love with something and breaking your budget is, first thing is when you're doing your pricing, you should be able to figure out what your floral budget is. If you have a 3x markup, 25% labor, and then of course your hard goods at double markup, that's usually going to be around like 20 to 23 to 25-ish percent of the flower price. So if you have a $2,000 wedding, realistically, you should be spending $400 to $450 in flowers. And if you have a strategy from when you're bidding it to like have like a notes page or something that you're capturing this data in, that, okay, this wedding flower budget is this. And then you're building, if you don't build recipes upon your bid, which I don't build recipes upon my bid because I work within budgets. I know about how many stems something is going to take, and I know about how many items I'm going to need from a size standpoint because I've done this so many times. But sometimes when that goes sideways again is you go to the wholesaler and you have like this, I call them unicorn flowers. A unicorn flower passes you by and you're walking the cooler and you're like, oh my God, I want you, unicorn flower. You're so pretty. You're going to make my wedding next level. So my strategy number two is you need to build in budget for your unicorn flowers, for the flowers that speak to you, because you also want this to be fun. You want it to be like exciting and like you feel creatively fueled and you're getting to have some fun in your business. Because if you don't do that and you're like rigid about everything, you're going to start resenting the weddings that you're getting, how you're running your business, all the things, because you're not going to be like so excited. Every week I leave a part of my budget for unicorn flowers or fun flower finds. Say that, fun flower finds in the cooler that are going to make me happy, going to make my designs pop, going to make me just like super excited to be a part of that event. And so decide what that is or decide what type of flower that is I foundationally, like when I make my bouquets, I use big blooms, transition blooms, line flowers, if applicable, depending on the design. I use filler flowers, greenery, and dancers. So I'm normally finding my fun unicorn flowers in the secondary bloom section or the dancers. So I'm picking out, you know, a flower for my recipe off of that. And I've already got a budget figured out of 20%. So I'm running with my 20% to be able to figure that out. You can do that too. Super easy. And you get so much more excited to be able to do something that week. Then you're not dreading like your very stale recipe of roses and baby's breath and greenery or something. And then you're going to, you know, you need a pop of whatever color. So you've picked another boring thing that doesn't inspire you, like stock or something. So make sure that you are putting fun money, unicorn flower money built into your process if you go to the wholesaler. Let's just say you don't go to the wholesaler or you are having a hard time controlling yourself when you get to the wholesaler. Use an online marketplace like Holics to go and find fun flowers that you're excited about. I will use Holics to find a lot of Dutch product, a lot of South American product that like looks fun, seems, and I often find really good deals for my core service offerings. There's lots of different offerings out there like Holics, but Holics is carried by like four of my wholesalers here in town. So I love using them, and I think it is an opportunity for you to get a little bit creative without feeling really, really tied down. So we have a couple strategies so far. We have our budget. We're working with saving part of our budget for unicorn flowers or fun flower finds in the cooler. We are buying online potentially. And then my last one is if you are really having a hard time sticking within a flower budget, then you need to be a rigid recipe writer. When you are rigidly writing your recipes, you are not going to overbuy then because you have laid out recipes that hopefully are tried and true, tested for your design style, for, you know, the look and the budget of the wedding. And so then there's no question, you're just following your recipes to a T. I always try not to be so rigid that I make my studio or my designers nervous that they are going to, if they break something, we're screwed. I have had some of my freelancers the time since I started have worked for other people that create this environment that is just panic. And you don't want that to happen. You don't want people to have anxiety about breaking something. So don't write your recipe so rigid and order based on that you don't leave room for if something happens. Because I don't want people to feel like shit. I'm guessing you don't want people like feeling like crap that they broke something and now you are short. So make sure you add just a titch of cushion for breakage and don't be so rigid that that is not going to happen. And so everybody's just on edge. So those are my budgeting tips to not buying in the wholesaler. Another one, if you do have somebody else that isn't as connected to the designs of the bride, you could also send them to pick up everything at the wholesaler. Then they can look over it for quality and things like that. But I would recommend just figuring out some other boundaries because we're florists for a reason. And the wholesaler to me is a fun place. I mean, at least it should be a fun place. And if it isn't, then maybe you need to switch wholesalers. So thanks so much for listening, Flower Friend, and you have a fun-filled flower week. Flower Friend, is this you? Do you feel overwhelmed, tired, uninspired, and underpaid? If that's you, I want to help simplify everything for you. I want to be there to help you build goals, develop processes in your business for things to just feel lighter, all while building a path to profitability. I've been where you are, and I want to help you build the business of your dreams. For more information, check it out on our coaching page on our website at thefloralhustle.com or send me a DM on Instagram to learn more. Have a great day, flower friend.